Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadam Klal Mem Aleph Simen Hey. So we just want to Tefirah is Lamaisa. So again, during the week, the average case, a person usually, when they're ready to sit down, they eat the meal. The meal is not ready yet. It's not ready to be served yet. Or there's a set time when you have dinner. Dinner is called for, say 6:30, 7 o'clock, whatever the time is. And it's not time yet. You want to eat something beforehand. It's not a bracha shen etzricha to eat it beforehand. And in most scenarios, you're going to say a bracha achrona before the meal. In Shabbos, the kiddush situation where a person is at home and he's ready to wash, he shouldn't really eat something in between the kiddush and the meal. A person goes to a kiddush on the shul, and they're going to having the meal afterwards there in the shul. And there's not a large gap in between. If there's a large gap in between, there's no question the person says a bracha achrona. There's not going to be a large gap in between. It's not a big kiddush. It's just basically the family, whatever the situation might be. And shortly thereafter, they're going to sit down and watch for the meal. So what does a person need to say a bracha achrona? So a person drank wine. He ate some cake, he ate some Yerushalmi kugel, which is a mezonos, he had some cholent, which is a mezonos, he had some vegetables, which were our Brit Piyadoma, he had some fresh fruit, they had an apple or something of that sort, which the Brit Piyo ate. So he pretty much said a mezonos, he said a Brit Piyo gofen, a Brit Piyo ate, a Brit Piyo doma. He had some candy, and he said a shahakol on the candy. And now his question is, what bracha achronos does he need to say before the meal? The meal is going to be happening shortly thereafter, so there's no big gap. So he cannot argue that he vada has to say a bracha achronos. Maybe this is really the introduction to the meal. On the other hand, it's not like the case where he's sitting down ready to eat right away. So he's planning to have some wine again during the meal, so he should not say an alagafen, because the bracha brit piyo gofen, which he said, is going to cover the wine or grape juice during the meal. See, there's no need to say bracha achrona on the wine, and the benching will cover the wine as well. The bracha on the fruit, so if he's planning to have fruit during the meal, so he needs to say brit piyo eitz. It's going to be covered during the meal. The brit piyo eitz before the meal will cover that as well. Candy, the same thing. Person eats candy during the meal, he makes a shahakol. So the shahakol he said before the meal will cover the candy during the meal. He said a bracha on the vegetables. He's planning to have vegetables during the meal. Simon of the Chayotim said he looks at it as one long continuous echila. The Iker Psak, we said, was not like the Chayotim, since during the meal, vegetables do not require a bracha rishona. Therefore, he should this achila is independent of the meal, and he needs to say brena foshos. Well, once he says brena foshos on the vegetables, he says brena foshos for all purposes on the ha'etz and the shahakal as well, and therefore during the meal, he would need to say ha'etz and a shahakal. Now, what about the mezonos? So, with regards to the cake, the person just had cake. So, the cake during the meal, he said, possibly really is hamotzi. And really, the correct bracha achrona for cake is benching. Number one, and number two, we plan to have cake during the meal. Could be supposed to say bracha rishon on the cake. We don't because of the suffix. But in this case, the situation of the suffix, a person should not say bracha achrona aval amichya, because if he's planning to have cake during the meal as well, for sure not. And even if not, Mr. Burr came out, it could be it's better to let the benching cover it. But he also had cholent and Yerushalmi kugel, which those do not require a bracha of mezonos during the meal, number one. And number two, those are not possible because then the correct bracha on them is not hamotzi and benching. The correct bracha on them is mezonos and alamechya. So in that situation, according to Mr. Brewer, he should really say a bracha achrona of ala michya beforehand. And then he's going to create a situation which during the meal, he already said ala michya, So theoretically, he should be making a bracha rishona on the cake during the meal, but we don't make a bracha because of the suffix, maybe really it's pas. So in that situation, he would say an alamichya and a brain of prosha. So let's say he did not have any vegetables, did not have any candy, he only has fruit. He would not say a bracha achrona if he plans to have fruit during the meal. As well, if he does not plan that fruit during the meal, he would say a brain of shows for that purpose. Let's say he only had cake, so he had yayin, he had cake, and he had an apple. So in that situation, during the meal, he's planning to have another fruit, and he's planning to drink wine. So he would not say an alamichya or alagefen or brain of shows, and use the brachas of the wine for the meal, the bracha of oetz for the meal. And the mezonos, he does not say bracha achrona because all he had was cake, which according to Mishnah Berurah, you would not say the bracha achrona on and let the benching potter. Let's say he does not plan to drink the wine during the meal, so then he needs to say an alagefen for the wine, and he will let benching. In this case, I'm not clear whether he should include alamichya as well, because he's already saying alagefen. And then, and that would seem to me that that's the correct thing to do, but I don't have a clear raya to that halacha. So I'm going to leave that as a question. Okay, at this point in time, we've finished Klal Mem Aleph. Be'ez Hashem, after Pesach, we will start with Klal Mem Beis, which talks about the brachas of the halachas of Hamotzi and Pasma Bekistin. And during the 3 days of Chol HaMoed, maybe we'll talk about some other halachas which are relevant more to Chol HaMoed, etc. Meanwhile, everybody should have a good day. They should have a good Yom Tov of Pesach. And everybody should be safe. Mizrach to hear Yeshua's, Refuah's, Nechama's, with the Gula Shleim, Bimher, Bimeinu, Amen.